Mark Sambo is the chairman of the Cook County Grand Marais Joint Economic Development Authority, and he joins us after board meetings, and there was one yesterday.
Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Mark. Let's talk a little bit about the Small Cities Development Program and a survey that's going out down in the West End.
Right. They're surveying the need and the possibility of senior housing and low-income housing. There's going to be a workshop in Lutzen, I believe, at the Lutzen Resort. Mm-hmm. That I want to say everybody and their brother's been invited. it's an important workshop, so everybody understands the necessity of this type of a program and the need for this type of a program. So.
Okay. Well, let's speaking of the West End, let's talk about the Superior National Golf Course.
Yeah, we're probably never going to stop talking about the Superior National Golf Course right now.
We had a special meeting on that.
Yes, we did. We had the bids come in for the Superior National to do the golf course, and they ranged from 4.2 to 7.5, and kind of assuming there were four bids, and I'm assuming that the 7.5 really didn't want the job.
That's quite a spread, yeah.
But we've gone through and figured out exactly what we can do or not do for that $4.2 million. There's a little bit of cuts because I believe the total amount that is allocated for the golf course is 3.9, somewhere in that range. So we're a little bit over, but the contractor or the designer and the golf course manager and the contractors feel they can get closer together. Mm-hmm. But we've got 3 years. I mean, it's going to start. Hopefully, it's going to start this fall if we can get the MPCA to okay our plan.
They have. Yeah, they were expected to do that, but
yes, they were.
They want more time.
Yeah, they. Depending upon the amount of acreage that you're going to be disturbing. We're going to be about 50 acres, and so the MPCA needs to take a little bit longer look at what the impact is going to be. So it puts a little crimp on it because, 30 days from now it could snow. Ooh, that's terrible.
I don't want to hear that just yet. Thank you. Oh, yeah, and then the home energy information from AEOA.
Right, the AEOA has... put out a pamphlet. You can pick that up at the EDA office, dealing with energy improvement, and a homeowner can get up to 35%, 25 to 35%, depending upon the income of their household, up to $10,000.
So, really?
Yeah. So if you need to put new windows in, new doors or something in your home to make it more energy efficient, there's an application you go through and to prove what needs to be done, and then you can get some help to do that. You don't have to pay for it all yourself.
That's good. Okay. And the EDA office is City Hall?
Yes.
Okay. Put on a different hat now, because we were just talking before we went on the air about the bike trails.
Oh, yeah. That's another hat that I wear, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes.
I'm the president of the Gitche-Gami Trail Association, and the next high priority is the section from Cascade State Park to Grand Marais, which is about an 8-mile section. Mm-hmm. We already have $809,000 from the federal government dedicated to that portion of the trail. And we're hoping that we can get the bonding bill. In fact, it is the Gitche-Gami Trail is in the bonding bill for this next session.
Oh, okay.
How much or what part, we're not sure yet. But we know that the Gitche-Gami Trail Association that I'm involved with is pushing for two things. There's a portion in Beaver Bay that would connect Beaver Bay to Silver Bay, which is about 0.8 miles. Mm-hmm. And then there's a section, the section up here is the next section that we would like to see finished. And then there's also the safety issue. There's a place, the trail goes from Schroeder to Tofty. And then there's a section between where the trail ends in Tofty to where it begins on the other side of Tofty. But that road between Bluefin and Coho Cafe, mm-hmm, is just wide enough for two cars. not two cars and a bike.
I get it.
And okay. So we're trying to get out, trying to find a way to get through there without spending too much money.
Okay. Well, that's good to give an update because we're seeing more and more bike racks on the back of cars with bikes hanging on them.
This is a great place to bike.
Yes,
there's, you know, and the one nice thing about the trail that we're trying to do right now is we're trying to make it a recreational trail. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a recreational biker, as you can see by my size. I'm not a hardcore biker like Mark Abrahamson over here. I'm a recreational biker, and I don't want to ride up 7% grades for too long. I can do a little bit, but you know, when I pedal and I once in a while ride my bike to work and back, and going from my house to work is fine because it's all downhill. But coming back home, when I get to 8th Avenue and have to go up 8th Avenue for those two blocks, ooh, that's tough.
That's tough. That's when you call your wife and say, could you bring the car down? We've been speaking to recreational biker who also happens to chair the Cook County Grand Marais Joint Economic Development Authority. Thanks, Mark Sambo. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Jay.